Now, our panel has been joined by Peter Oakes, regulatory consultant and former director of enforcement at the Central Bank. And all of that means that Peter's going to tell us the truth about our economy. You're very welcome, Peter. Thanks for
joining us today.
Now, we hear over and over again in recent times that the news is good, that the deficit is on the way down and that we're likely to get a tax break in the budget and even that we might get a deal on our bank debt. But what's the real story with the Irish economy?
Well, on my side of the central bank, I'm not an economist, so the general
picture I understand that, but you have a good handle on it.
Yeah, you know, from talking to people overseas, I do a lot of travel at the moment, and I was actually at a virtual currency conference yesterday, bumping into a lot of interesting people, hedge fund managers, people involved in this new form of economy, crowdfunding, all these sort of things. Everybody seems to be pretty upbeat on what's happening. There's a lot of confidence back in Ireland as a place, well, let's now, you know, consider to do more business in Ireland. You've seen in the area that what we call the Silicon Docks here in Ireland ramp up of staff there in, you know, Facebook, Airbnb has announced it's taking on more staff. You've got big announcements from PayPal, which has been great for Dundalk. So, I mean, I think obviously people are probably a bit fatigued and thinking about the negatives of the past. So that's also
good. Think if you're a person and you're going from a position where you have no job to getting one of those jobs, then yes, it's a fantastic time and things are turning around. But if you're somebody who managed to hold on to your job and you're paying all of the extra charges that everybody has been faced with over the last number of years, things haven't changed. So, you know, while you're hearing that things are looking up, people haven't felt it in their pockets.
That could be the case, absolutely. But that's no different from many other places around the world. And we often hear about economies now having their two-cycle, two-tier economies. You've got people working in the area of financial services that seem to be doing okay. And you've got people, let's put it bluntly, that work in the real economy and the economic impact is taking a lot longer to get through to them. And, you know, that's the same in where I come from in Australia. Everyone thinks Australia is doing marvellously, but you look at some working in the financial services industry and they're actually quite struggling. It's the lads and the ladettes doing the mining and all the rest and the resources.
Really well.
They're doing really well. So, you know, unfortunately, as you restructure economy, you're not going to be able to smooth things out for everybody at the same time. There is going to be a lag. But what you need to do is have the confidence and set the right program of work. And with that strategy, you must deploy your resources. If you're a government or whatever else you are, a manager of a business, and you stick to that plan. Because if you change your plan halfway through, you are probably going to decimate any chance you have for recovery.
All right. I wonder if you heard the start of the program then and everything we were talking about changing plans and changing the team and so on, would seem to be saying exactly the opposite. Stick with what you're doing.
No, I think you stick with your strategy, and then the way you might implement that strategy will change, and you might have different people doing different jobs because suddenly someone who appears to have a better handle on the situation or the issue is better to take the business or the government or whatever it is to the next stage. It's like a business. You create a business, you have a different CEO for the different part of its life cycle.
Let's talk about Ireland's bank debt then.
Sure.
I mean, we hear from time to time, it comes up every couple of months, you know, we might get a deal, then we get a knockback from Germany and so on, and so the cycle begins again. What do you think our realistic chances are of getting a deal on the bank debt?
Yeah, well, I think it's a really interesting question because this comes up quite a lot, and I don't know if not everyone's had a chance to read the Taoiseach speech there in Germany in Berlin on the 3rd of July, but it was a very interesting speech where, unlike one of the, I think it was News Talk, said that he had asked for a deal in his speech. He actually hasn't asked for that deal, but what he has done is he's presented a picture of, let me give you a brief history of Ireland, what went wrong, what the bad management did, we're part of the good management, we came in 2011, this is what we've done, and if we didn't take these steps, and if we had done certain things, he doesn't actually say what